This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. As the geopolitical news moves on from the G7 meeting over the weekend, President Biden was in Brussels today for NATO summit, Geneva Wednesday for the big Putin meeting. We'd ask that you bear with us for a minute while we linger on trade, and not just trade, but Brexit, the trade story that kind of keeps on giving. Despite having reached a deal and Britain having formally departed the European Union back in January, all is not said and done, which is messy at the macro scale and really annoying at the micro scale. The business is caught in the middle. We've gotten Samantha Wallace back on the phone. She runs From Field and Flower. That's a honey stall in London's Borough Market. Hi, Sam. How are you?
Hi, how are you?
I'm well, but the question really is, how are you? Because, as you know, the Prime Minister was in Cornwall at the G7, and there was talk of Brexit and this and that. And I said to myself, we have somebody who's lived through it, and we wanted to get you on the phone to see how it is now, because the last time we chatted, maybe not so good for you in the honey business.
Well, it's been a roller coaster, I have to say, Kai. It's been a roller coaster. So we have just done our first post-Brexit pallet with our main beekeeper in Italy. We had been counseled to expect long delays, holdups potentially at customs while things are checked. Surprisingly, it was only a couple of days, you know, longer than normal. That was good. So I sound shocked, but it's so far it's been okay.
Well, let me ask you though, what the paperwork was like, and more importantly, what the tariff situation is like, because that was the whole thing about Brexit, right? You were going to have to deal with paperwork and tariffs. And how was that?
That has been painful. I have to be honest, when you're not used to very complicated customs regimes, it's quite scary. And I'm not necessarily, that's not my forte as a businesswoman, shall we say. That's really not what I saw myself doing when we set up the company. So it's been quite stressful because you have to have a lot of extremely precise, detailed information that you now give to the various customs borders, and you have to have in various forms of triplicate effectively. And then we have to pay tariffs. So we pay tariffs to Italy to let our products out of Italy.
Yeah.
And then we pay a tariff to the UK, which is quite ironic as a UK business, to let our product into the country. I have to say, we are very fortunate that our product itself, so honey itself, does not attract tariffs at the moment, but the cost is significant. With the transport, because we have a surcharge in transport as well for the extra layers of paperwork and bureaucracy that the hauliers do for us now, it's going to cost us 36% extra, which is quite a lot. So it's a volume game. But as a little business like us, you know, cash flow is a very pertinent issue.
It's tough to overstate how small a business you are. I mean, it's a charming little stall you have there in Borough Market, but it's a
we
tiny little
micro,
piece of real
micro.
Estate.
Yeah, I think it's what people mean when they defined micro. We are super teeny tiny, so this stuff is really like an ocean compared to a tiny little fish in it, basically, which is what we are.
Are you seeing people in Borough Market, by the way?
Well, you know what? We're seeing more people come to Borough Market slowly, but the restrictions, because we're such a public space, the market is still absolutely rightly continuing to have restrictions on the amount of people that can come into the market. But what is really nice is that restaurants and pubs around the market are reopened. So people are starting to come back, but they're not necessarily shopping like they are. So for us traders, we're still looking at, you know, 50% down, really. We've got to kind of hang in there and keep up the endurance and just, be grateful for the trade we have, which is okay. It's not bad. So we're very, very lucky. We're very aware. We're very lucky.
Samantha Wallace, she and her husband run a stall in the Borough Market in London. It's called From Field and Flower. Sam, thanks a lot. I appreciate your time, and it's always good to speak with you.
Take care. Thank you, Kai.